Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President-elect Joe Biden is unveiling a nearly $2 trillion plan aimed at bringing new urgency to the nation's coronavirus vaccination effort, as well as proposing another round of economic relief for Americans hard hit by fallout from the coronavirus. Biden saying nearly 400,000 Americans have died in the current pandemic, and he criticized the speed of the vaccination rollout while setting an ambitious goal for fighting the virus.
The vaccine rollout in the United States has been a dismal failure thus far. Tomorrow, I will lay out our vaccination plan to correct course and meet our goal of 100 million shots at the end of my first 100 days as president.
With millions of people out of work, Biden also called for $2,000 in direct payments to individuals in need, as well as an additional aid for struggling small businesses and hard-hit state and local governments. He said Americans will come back together from the pandemic. The country remains on high alert for potential violence ahead of the inauguration. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, the National Mall in Washington could be closed to the public next Wednesday as authorities ramp up security measures in the aftermath of the violent attack on the Capitol building.
Traditionally, the National Mall is crowded with thousands of people for inauguration festivities, but this year, the area between the Lincoln Memorial and Capitol building could be closed to the public. Federal authorities continue to monitor potential threats on social media and have warned of armed protests in Washington, D.C. and all 50 U.S. capitals. A state of emergency is now in effect in D.C., and a large number of National Guard troops have been stationed inside and around the perimeter of the Capitol building. Up to 20,000 troops are expected to be in place on Inauguration Day. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
An MIT professor is facing federal charges for allegedly hiding research funding he received from the Chinese government. Member station GBH in Boston, Kirk Carapez has more.
Speaking to reporters, U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling said mechanical engineering professor Gang Chen hid Chinese funding sources from federal authorities and MIT to enrich himself and advance China's nanotechnology research.
It is not illegal to collaborate with foreign research. It is illegal to lie about it.
Chen is the latest of several researchers Lelling has charged over entanglements with the Chinese government, but Lelling insists national origin is not the basis for increased scrutiny.
We look for conduct, not for ethnicity.
Chen is charged with wire fraud and making false statements. In a statement, MIT says the school was deeply distressed by the arrest. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapezza in Boston.
Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today. The Dow down 68 points. The Nasdaq closed down 16 points. The S&P 500 was down 14 points. This is NPR. Prosecutors now say the Delaware man photographed carrying a Confederate flag inside the U.S. Capitol during the deadly riot January 6 has been arrested. Prosecutors using the image of the man to identify him. Prosecutors say he has been identified as Kevin Seyfried, who was arrested along with his son, Hunter. Prosecutors say both men allegedly entered the Senate building through a broken window. In addition to being charged with unlawfully entering a restricted building, the pair also faced charges of disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. The FBI apparently found the pair after the man's son bragged to a coworker about being inside the Capitol building with his father. Federal scientists confirmed 2020 basically tied 2016 for the hottest year ever recorded. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports the Earth is about 2 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than it was in the mid-20th century.
Technically, according to NASA and NOAA scientists, the average air and water temperatures on Earth last year were very slightly cooler than the previous record set in 2016. Virtually the same. But Leslie Ott, a climate scientist at NASA, says trends are more important than superlatives.
The steady march up of temperatures decade after decade is the thing that really matters.
Greenhouse gas emissions are still rising. 2020 smashed the previous record for the largest number of climate-driven weather disasters, exceeding $1 billion in damage. There were 22 such disasters last year. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices rose today, oil gaining 66 cents a barrel to end the session at $53.57 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.